Hi there, it's Jillian, and I want to tell you about Jillian on Love Plus, your way to get even more Jillian on Love each week by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. You can access exclusive bonus episodes with extras including answers to your most burning questions, advice on all things dating and relationships, and much more. Check out the link in the episode description for more information. Hi there, this is Jillian on Love, and I'm on a mission to teach people how to transform their romantic relationships by first transforming the relationship they have with themselves. So whether you are in a relationship, you're single, or heartbroken, I've got you covered. I'm Jillian Trecky, certified relationship coach and teacher with over 20 years experience helping people transform their relationship with themselves through their bodies, breaths, and minds. I have now coached and taught thousands of people to become better versions of themselves and change the way they show up for and within their love lives. Today's episode, I am going to be talking about how to help you and your current partner, or even a future partner, because this is very important that if you're single, that you are learning the relationship skills now, you're preparing now, and how to get through a rough patch. And I want to be very, very clear. Today's episode is not about overcoming betrayal. Today is not about if you suspect that you are in any sort of abusive situation at all. I will address betrayal in another episode. This is about you're in a relationship. You love each other. Maybe it's a marriage. It's a long-term relationship. And you're going through a rough patch, which is one of the inevitable realities of a relationship that lasts a long term. And you want to get out of this rough patch, but you don't know how. Now, a rough patch I would define as you both are feeling generally unseen, unheard, unappreciated, and that you're just feeling disconnected from each other. And so I am going to generally address this. I am well aware that every relationship has its layers and has its story and has its nuance. And I obviously can't address every single nuance here, but I'm going to address this generally because when I was married and we went to couples therapy, I've said this before in other podcasts, it was not helpful. It was not helpful in any way, shape, or form. And we went to good therapists. It just wasn't helpful. One of the things that really motivated and inspired me to do this work, because for a long time, I just worked with couples and with families. And I also work with lots of singles and the heartbroken and people in all stages of their sort of personal development journey. But what I will say is that initially I was so inspired to only work with couples because what I had found out in the couples therapy world is that a lot was lacking. And so these are sort of principles that I generally apply to and have applied over the last 10 years with couples. And have even helped friends, and they've turned their rough patches around. And yeah, I want this to be used as a template for you and your partner to hopefully find your way back to each other again. The first thing that I will say is that a lot of times when couples are feeling disconnected or someone's feeling disconnected from their partner, a lot of them go into this sort of learned helplessness where you feel so defeated or you feel so much resistance to your partner that you get into this mindset and also this physiology, it's in your body of just like tension, resistance, defeat, giving up. What's the point? That's really the thing that like overcomes the person. You know, it's like, why bother? This is just how it is. And what I will say is you have to be motivated to re-engage in your relationship. If you are going through a rough patch and you're feeling disengaged, You know, a lot of people will then, they feel out of control in their relationships, so they will unconsciously turn to the things in their life that they feel they have some control over. For some people, that's their work. So then all of a sudden they're diving really deep into their work and their workaholism, you know, can barely pronounce that word, but they'll dive into their work stuff, or they'll hyper focus on their kids if they have kids. They'll do whatever it is that they have a sense of certainty and control. And that's human nature. Human nature is, I feel out of control, so let me find the things that I can control and just really overdo it there. But the problem is that the more we do that, the more we disengage, the more we create distance between ourselves and our partner. And the whole point of getting through a rough patch is to figure out how to build a bridge over that patch of earth and land so that you can walk across the bridge to each other and reconnect. You have to really be willful here, and you have to really motivate yourself and get out of your head and say, I'm going to do what it takes to get us through to the other side. And this is really what fighting for your relationship is all about. It's like, I'm not doing this for me. I'm not even doing it for them. I'm doing this for us. We don't know what the new year holds, maybe starting a new job or moving to a new city, but what about having kids? Even if you're not planning on having kids now, understandably, your fertility can help you make better decisions for the future. Let's just think back to sex ed for a moment. You probably learned all about how to prevent pregnancy, but what about how to plan for it? The traditional guidance with fertility has been just wait and see. But now we actually have tools to help us plan for and track everything in our lives: wellness, finances, career, school. Why is fertility still wait and see? Did you know that 1 out of 8 couples struggle with infertility? Seriously, that's a staggering statistic that most people don't know or even ready to talk about. But we need good data and information about our bodies in order to have the important, informed conversations with our doctors and make the best decisions for ourselves. We can find the answer to almost any question with a simple search on our phones, but when it comes to finding answers about our fertility, it's just not that simple. And that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/Jillian. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it could cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/Jillian. At the end of the day, this is really what it means to be fully committed in a relationship. It's not just, oh, I'm not going to see other people. It's not just, oh, I'm not going to sleep with other people. It's not just, you're the only person I'm in a relationship with. It's committing to building together. And not only committing to building together, but committed to sustaining together. And I know there's lots of questions of, well, when is it time to leave? And I did an episode on when it's time to leave. But again, I really want to focus on one particular thing, which is rough patch. And you want to figure out if you can get through this rough patch together. And what I'm saying is you have to search deep inside of yourself to say, I'm going to fight for reconnection in this relationship. The first step in getting over a rough patch and fighting for the health of the relationship is accountability. And it's so interesting because whenever I do posts on accountability, those are the posts that seem to get the least amount of engagement because it's so hard for people to hear. But I am going to say something, and there really is no debate about it. I mean, this is so incredibly important. This was what was missing in couples therapy for me and for so many people I know, is we have to be 100% responsible for our experience in life. And that means our experience in a relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that, again, right? I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about betrayal. I'm not saying that even the responsibility is split down the middle. It's none of that. It's just, how can I take full responsibility, not the only responsibility, but complete responsibility for my part in whatever is not working here? Because, and I said this in an episode a couple of weeks ago, one of the most common things is that couples go to couples therapy, or they start thinking, I want to go to couples therapy. And whether they are admitted or not, there's always this mindset of, how do I get this therapist or this coach or this counselor to change and fix my partner so that we can be okay? And it's never like, how can I change? You know, and it's like, Esther Perel is well known for saying, if you want to change the other, start with changing yourself. And this is very important because it's not about blame. I want you to recognize and accept that you have so much more influence over your relationship than you likely give yourself credit for. And so we can't change someone else. Because if we try to, we're going to go insane. But we can change ourselves. We can change our behavior. We can change the way we're seeing things. We can change our reactivity. We can deal with our resentment. We can deal with our resistance. I'm not saying any of this is easy. But you are never, ever going to get over this rough patch if you don't both take accountability. Now, don't wait for them to take accountability. You have to be a very sovereign human being in this relationship and say, I am the kind of person who is going to take responsibility for whatever my reality is. I'm going to see my part because I love this person and I want it to work out. So I'm going to look within. I'm going to catch that reflection in the mirror. I'm going to search deep inside myself and really see and acknowledge the ways in which I have been contributing to this feeling of disconnect between myself and my partner. I'm going to see what I can do differently to get us through this rough patch. And this is not about perfection. You don't have to be perfect. You have to watch any belief system or any old beliefs that says that you have to be perfect, or, you know, you have to be the good girl, the good boy. It's none of that. How have I been impacting my relationship in a way that's not serving us? There is no repair. There is no moving forward. There is no building bridges or getting over the hurdle without 100% accountability from both people. And you have to take a big bite of that humble pie. But again, it's not about shame. It's like, okay, can I have influence over this? And this is very important because a rough patch, this is when you feel out of control. And I want to tell you that you have more agency over your relationship than you realize, because it takes both of you to screw it up and it takes both of you to make it work. And in that accountability is one of the most important things that I am about to teach you that you can apply to any area of your life with any relationship. And that is story. People don't argue with each other. They don't fight with each other. They fight with the story that they have about each other. And so it's like two stories fighting each other. You no longer see the person in front of you. You see your whole story about them. And our inner voices have tremendous influence over how we feel in a relationship. And we have to steer that voice, because if we don't, it has the power to destroy the relationships. Just the mere acknowledgement that you might be stuck in your head and lost in a story that is fueled by fear is a huge step towards self-awareness. And when we can admit that our minds have gotten the best of us, that is when repair is possible. It is not easy, but it is necessary. You know, the story is like, they never, they always, if they really loved me, then they would. Or mind reading. All of a sudden, you think you're an expert on them and their inner world and their thought process. And you have gotten caught in your head and you've created a whole narrative based on what you think their narrative is about your relationship and about you. And it's these stories in our head where our minds become battlefields that really, really have the power to make or break any relationship. Because we also have a story about the relationship. And when we are going through a rough patch, the story of our relationship becomes a story of hardship and frustration and feeling unseen. And you have to really remind yourself of what the true story of your relationship is. And what I have found in myself and in the countless people who I've worked with to help in this way is when we're going through a rough patch, what happens is that we forget. It's like we have amnesia about who this person is and our bond with them. And we get so rigidly stuck on certain stories that we forget the larger picture. We forget the big picture. We forget why we fell in love with this person to begin with. We forget what it is that they actually still really very much contribute to the relationship. And this is because in fear, we get obsessed with getting our own needs met. As soon as we feel out of control in our relationship and in life in general, but sticking to relationship, as soon as we feel out of control, we go into like a survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, all we're thinking about is our own needs because we're trying to survive. So a rough patch is really two people in a relationship only focusing on their own story and needs and not considering what is going on for the other person. And this is hard stuff. Trust me, I've been there, but what if, you know, all of that. But again, remember, if this is someone you love, if this is someone who you want to get through this, you're fighting for the relationship. And when you're fighting for the relationship, guess who has to get out of the way? Both of you. It's like you got to get out of the way. Your egos have to get out of the way. Because then if your egos are involved, your egos are going to stay fighting with each other and each other's stories. And the relationship, this thing that you have built together, is no longer this sacred thing that you're protecting. And so it is huge, just when you're going through a rough patch or not, when you get caught in your head, you just say, you know what? Like, I'm stuck in my head right now. This is the story that I'm telling myself. Like, is this true? Like, I know that this may not really be fair, but I'm feeling all these feelings right now. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling frustrated. And I don't want to just keep it in my head and keep it going, because that's not fair to me. That's certainly not fair to you. And that's not fair to us. But that self-awareness of how impactful and influential our inner voice is to our lives and to our relationship is really one of the most substantial steps towards building a quote-unquote conscious relationship. Cannot steer your relationship into a healthier patch of land without raising your level of self-awareness, raising your inner state of consciousness. And we do that first with accountability. And part of being accountable is being accountable for how unruly our minds have gotten when it comes to thinking about the relationship. And when you can put your ego aside and be the first person in the relationship to even admit that, you are automatically giving the other person like almost the permission to step up too. And so that's really important. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it really should be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, pretty much no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel really strong, actually, and steady, because it really helps with my sleep, and it gives me energy. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's really, truly a powerful, healthy habit that's also very simple. And I know that it is a quality product because every batch of AG1 goes through a very rigorous testing process, so you know it is safe, and that's important. Their ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and of course, and most importantly, nutrient density. So I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning, which is recommended for optimal nutrient absorption. I fill up my glass with some water, add one scoop of AG1, and then I stir it up, and I'm ready to go. And if I'm running short on time, and for whatever reason I can't do that, I just grab a travel pack. Each is in an individual serving of AG1 that's easy to mix on the go, helping to ensure that I get my nutrients no matter what. And that's important. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/JillianOnLove. That's drinkag1.com/JillianOnLove. Check it out. We've all been there. I know I've been there, trying to fit everything we think we might need for a trip only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Base, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Base. Airport anxiety is a real thing. I know I have it. Between constantly checking my pockets for my ID or forgetting the gate number, even though I just looked at my boarding pass, I'm stressed. That's just me. But when you travel with Base, your bag has the function and the fashion, honestly, to keep you calm, carefree, and it just looks good, which is important to me too. Base was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. And that's important. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned-handled built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep you organized. And I just love how incredibly efficient it is. And right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/Jillian. Go to basetravel.com/Jillian for 15% off your first travel. That's BESTravel.com/Jillian. The next thing that I will say is needs. I had mentioned that when we feel out of control in our relationship, we will go into survival mode. And in survival mode, we get obsessed with getting our needs met. And that's when we are not thinking about their needs. I will say, in order to get out of survival mode, you have to think about their needs. But really what I wanted to say is, in order to get out of the rough patch, you have to challenge yourself to get out of survival ego mode and into your higher self. And your higher self is the one that is willing to look in the mirror, to search deep inside yourself, to have certain self-awareness around your inner voice, and then also to realize if you're fighting for the relationship and you love this person, their needs have to be as important as your own. And if you're in a rough patch, I can guarantee you that they are feeling as unheard and unseen and misunderstood as you are. It's not just you. And so what I would suggest is that you have a conversation where you both sit down and you talk about these core needs, the needs to feel safe, the need to feel like there's some excitement and adventure, some novelty, the need to feel really loved and connected and understood by each other, and the need to really grow. And I just want you to take those needs and ask each other, how can I do a better job at meeting this need for you? Because here's the truth. What they need, what your partner needs, current or future, or even past if you're reflecting, to feel safe and to feel understood is not necessarily what you need. And so part of deepening your relationship with someone and definitely getting out of a rough patch is learning how to have a deeper understanding of each other. Remember, a rough patch is defined by feeling disconnected. Feeling disconnected really leads to a lot of feelings of feeling misunderstood and unseen. So when you have this needs conversation with each other, you are essentially sitting down to really see each other and to listen to each other with the intent to understand each other on a much more profound level. Because remember, the bridges of connection are made up of feeling seen and feeling heard and feeling understood and appreciated. So when you build a bridge, it's like, you're building a bridge of stone. Every stone has within it being seen, heard, appreciated, understood. And so you have to have that conversation about needs and how you can meet each other's needs better. You can't know until you have a direct conversation with each other. And this leads me to my next point, and that is telling the truth. A very large reason why couples get themselves into these pickles, how we get ourselves into these pickles, is that we stop telling the truth, or maybe we never really told the truth. You can't be passive anymore in your relationship. You can't sweep things under the rug anymore in your relationship. The art of telling the truth is not about getting loud. It's not about getting angry. It's just about being direct and having the courage to point out things that have been hard to point out. Whether you're sharing something that's very deep inside yourself and telling the truth of how you feel, whether it's telling the truth of what it is that you see, telling the truth of what you experience, and you do it in a way where you're leading with honesty, of course, because it's telling the truth, but with love and vulnerability. It's not about, like, the blame game doesn't work. Healthy couples don't play the blame game. It's not blaming them. It's about, what is it that you have been keeping inside yourself that you haven't said that needs to be said? And can you do it in a way where you're still taking responsibility? You are vulnerable. Like, you're sharing feelings. You're sharing longings. You're sharing your fears. And you're sharing that thing that maybe you haven't shared in a really long time, and you've stuffed it down and you've been growing super, super resentful. That's what you don't want to do, because resentment is really our responsibility. I mean, we're either resentful because we are expecting perfection from our partner, and if we're honest with ourselves, we are easily triggered into resentment because we are very judgmental of others and we have a bad habit of that. Or, which is honestly more common, which is we just haven't been saying the thing that we need to say. We've been too fearful to rock the boat. We've been too hypnotized by a belief that says that we have to be nice, play fair, all of that. Not have any feelings. Not rock the boat. But remember, if you can come back to your original intention of I'm fighting for the relationship, I'm fighting for our love, relationships really need the truth. And so can you have that hard conversation, that uncomfortable conversation where you're not trying to keep the peace, but you're actually telling the truth in service of the love? And then my next point is, how can you appreciate one another more and make each other feel wanted? So many rough patches are built or created or experienced because one or both people in the relationship feel unwanted. And I mean that sensually and sexually, like really wanted. And it's so important, like medicine for a relationship is appreciation. And when we get in this rough patch, like I said, it's so easy to be seduced by the story that's in our head. And then we start to only see what is missing in the relationship. And it's almost like a way to keep us safe because we're so afraid that something bad might happen or we might lose this person. So if we focus on what's missing, then it's almost like preparing ourselves for disappointment. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case for you, but that is a lot of what's going on. And so it's important for you to have that level of awareness. If part of only focusing on what's wrong is how you are protecting yourself. This episode of Jillian on Love is brought to you by Manu Kora. It is getting colder, and it is time to think about presents for people that you love. And this miracle of nature just fell in my lap at the perfect time. It's a super rare super honey that is 100% natural and has some unique properties. Manu Kora makes Manuka honey, basically. It's a simple origin honey that comes from New Zealand, where the bees only feed on the nectar of the tea tree, making honey that is pure, rich, and complex with an actual creamier texture that is on a completely different level, if you've ever had it, from the normal honey you find at any supermarket. The bottom line is that these nutrients that are in this kind of honey really support your immune system and digestive health, and it's totally delicious. It is just the perfect way to treat myself and something that is going to keep me strong through the colder months and even through the warmer months. And I think it's a really amazing gift to give to people. I love it. Manu Kora sent me a jar and squeeze bottle of their MGO 850 Plus Manuka Honey. It's their best-selling honey. The 850 Plus Honey has this creamy caramel texture that melts in your mouth and is unlike anything I have ever tried. I can grab a spoonful out of a jar to put in my favorite beverage or just in my mouth, or squeeze some honey out on the toast or oatmeal. It's so delicious. Really is. I really, really cannot. I mean, I love honey, but this is a whole nother level, and it really is so incredibly good for you. So if you head to manukara.com/Jillian, you get $25 off their starter kit, which comes with the MGO 850 Plus Manuka Honey, a free travel pack, honey sticks, a free wooden spoon, and also a free guidebook. It's the perfect gift for a loved one this holiday season. Now, I love the jar and squeeze bottle, but the extra pack of compostable honey sticks is perfect for whenever you're on the go. You can bring them with you when you're traveling or need a quick snack running errands, and they are the perfect energy boost if you're out for a run or at the gym, especially in this time of year. That's manukora.com/Jillian to get $25 off your starter kit. This is just the ultimate honey. Indulge and try some honey with superpowers from Manukora. And this really leads me to a very important point, which is that rough patches, the disconnection, only caused by, again, two egos that are very protective of their hearts. And as long as you are in self-protection mode, in survival mode, in ego mode, you're going to stay in the rough patch. And so I am saying this takes tremendous courage, tremendous self-awareness, tremendous will to first recognize that's like the state of being that you're bringing to the relationship, and then to step out of that. And it just, you know, one time telling the truth, one time saying, I'm stuck in my head, one time just saying, oh my God, maybe the problem is partly me, or it is me. Like, these are the things that like shatter the hypnosis and wakes us the fuck up so that we can really see what's going on. And you have to be very, very strong. And it's really about taking leadership in your life and taking leadership in the relationship. And I know that maybe there's a part of you, or maybe it's a huge part of you. It's like, I wish that they would just take leadership. I get it. But you can only step up for you. In other words, focus on you being the kind of person you want to be in life and in this relationship. That's all you can do. This is not about perfection. It can be messy. You don't have to be stoic. In fact, don't be. I'd rather you be really vulnerable, but just try to step out of yourself into their nervous system. Try to see this situation from their eyes. And if you can do that for each other, that'll go a really long way. But perhaps when there's a rough patch, it can be really hard to connect sexually. It can be really hard to feel that passion again. Honestly, like, you can't force it, but what you can do is start to have fun. I don't think I've ever met a person in a relationship or a couple where they're going through a rough patch where they're actually having fun. In fact, they're just not having fun. And part of that is they're not having fun together. It also could be that one of them, I mean, you've heard me say this a lot, that our personal stress can be so detrimental to a relationship. Stress is a part of life, but like, when we don't keep it in check and it just takes over our lives, it can take over our relationship. And so that lack of fun could be because one or both of you is so bogged down by work and focusing on achieving, and your relationship with yourself is suffering because all you're thinking about is like work, and you're not thinking about other aspects of life and balance, whatever it is. Or, you know, you're stressed out because something going on in your life. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but I will still keep saying it. If you forget how to have fun with each other, you have to rediscover it, because a lot of healing takes place on an individual level and on a collective level when we let go of all our neuroses and holding on to things and just let ourselves have fun. And we're reminded of what the real story of our relationship is with this person. And so you can't just drift in your relationship. You have to address it. And part of addressing what's going on is like, maybe you really do both have to get out of your heads individually and together and just have fun like you did in the beginning of the relationship lately. Maybe you have to laugh again. As much as I emphasize the important and hard conversations and having these conversations, some people are talking about the relationship too much. And maybe you have to stop talking about your problems and just start living your lives together in the way that you want. So rather than constantly trying to fix what's not working, do more of what works. Because I have not found many things that are as bonding as laughter. I mean, people bond over pain all the time, and we know that that's easy. But the connection that happens from just laughing and letting go together is more profound, honestly. And it also leads to more sensual and sexual energy between the two of you. This is an overview of what to do when you're going through a rough patch. I'm really hoping that even if you're not in a rough patch, this is something to consider, because this isn't just about how to get over a rough patch. This is also how to prevent the rough patch. So just to review, like if you're going through this, you're feeling unseen, unheard, unappreciated, disconnected, you need to re-engage in your relationship. Don't just let it drift. Don't over-focus on work and other things. Don't ignore it. Fight for your relationship if that's what you want to do. You have to take 100% responsibility for your part. You have to be able to. Your higher self, your most conscious self, knows that you play a role in whatever is and isn't working in your life. So you have to be able to step into that for yourself. Watch the stories in your head. Watch how your mind can have tremendous influence over how you feel and how you feel about your partner. And you really need to, like, if it's gotten out of control, you've got to get back that control and stop saying they always, they never. You have to say, what else could be happening here? What truth have I not been telling? How have I not been listening to them? How have I been unfair to them? How have I been unfair to myself? Remember, you're fighting for the relationship. And so you've got to be able to see where fear is running the show. Survival mode is running the show. The ego is running the show. And you have to be brave and step out of that. And it's just one step. Let's talk about our needs. Let's talk about how I can meet your needs better. Let me tell the truth. These little steps have huge impact. And I just want to continue to empower you to really be the change that you wish to see in your relationship. And my hope is that you do this together as a united front. But initially, you can only focus on yourself and being who you want to be in this relationship. And lastly, don't forget to have fun. I hope this helps. I know that there's, like I said, a lot of layers to this, but this is really the things that we're missing and I've seen missing in a lot of people who came to me after being in couples therapy. And these are the important things to consider. It begins with us. Please reach out to me and my team at hello@jillianonlove.com, because we read through all your questions. I want to know how this landed. I want to hear your requests for episodes, because we do design this for you. I design these episodes specifically for all of you and your requests. And please do not hesitate to share this episode with as many people as you think this could help, because you just never know whose life you could be changing. And I appreciate you being here. Until next time.
Jillian on Love is a Q Code production. Executive produced by David Henning and Steve Wilson. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Editing and music by Will Tendy.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.